This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey. Let's do it one more time. Come on, man. You know I like the air horn. What's going on with y'all, man? How y'all doing today, man? Sacramento, California. 916, stand up. D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. Just KC today, my man D-Lo. We saw him yesterday. You know, we saw him walking out of the studio looking like CM Punk. After that Hell in a Cell yesterday, we're like, I don't know if we're gonna see Dame today. Well, he taking the day off. He making sure he's good. A little under the weather. He's good though. He's good. I talked to him. My guy, good. You know, precautionary, making sure he's all the way back, because we're gonna need him all the way back because it's basketball season. The Kings are back in action tonight, so that's the big thing. But before we do anything, shout out to my main man D-Lo. You know the vibes.
I'm in God mode.
And your main man, Kenny Caraway. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And let's see if we... Now, I don't know where he put this one. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know where he put the slums of Sacramento. Jesse, do you know where that's at all? No.
That should be like top row, I think. Or no, the bottom left corner, I think.
Bottom left corner. Is this it?
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
I don't know how I remember.
There we go. It's titled like... Oh, I do see slums. It looks like problems. And so I was like, what is this? It does see slums. Either way, I got the soundboard. You know what I mean? So you never know what might pop up.
Honestly, I don't know. Is that a trick question?
You never know what might pop up on the soundboard today.
I missed the Anthony Joshua one.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to have to pull that up on the phone, man, because that's the one. That's a classic. That's a classic. We talked about getting the soundboard on my side, but we're going to have to figure that out somehow, some way. But, we got a lot to talk about today. You already know what it is, man. When D-Lo's gone, I like to talk to my people, you know. So it's going to be D-Lo and KC, a.k.a. KC and Friends. Today we got a jam-packed show for you. My main man, Coach JT, he going to pull up on me at about 12:50 or so. Tristy Rodriguez of NBC Sports Bay Area / California, She's going to make, I think, her D'Lo and KC debut, man. She's going to pull up on us at about 1:20. My guy, Joe Davison of the Sacramento Bee. We got a lot to talk to him about. He's going to pull up on us at about 1:50. And then we got James Hamm pulling up on us at 3. And I'm just, see, I don't know if I can even sit over here because I see everything that's going on in these hallways, and people are running down the hallways, and Aaron, and the tribal chief, is pointing at somebody, and, you know, he's very stern right now. I don't know what's going on. It's very
Aaron looks like he's being serious with whoever he's talking to right now. If anyone is ever like, because the chat is on, sorry, radio, but he's kind of like pointing at him like this. Like, if anyone's ever talking to me like that, I'm going to be scared.
And Jackie was the one that came by before that, so I'm assuming he's talking to Jackie. Jackie don't bother nobody. Why would he be talking to Jackie that way?
It's big things happening, I guess.
I guess so, man. I guess so. But, yeah, it gets crazy when D-Lo's not here, man. But we're going to have a good time today. We're going to have a good time, and we're having a good time mainly because Kings basketball is back, man. They play tonight, preseason game number one against the Golden State Warriors, the hated Golden State Warriors, at the Golden One Center. And, I mean, the insiders asked me the question. It's a real simple question I'll ask you. Jesse, I'll ask everybody out there in the city of Sacramento. You can tap in on the Matthews Mattress Chatty House on ESPN 13 TV on YouTube, or you can call in at the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What are you looking for in this game today? I'm going to answer for everybody, and I'm going to – you can still say it, but, you know – we already know the general answer is DeMar DeRozan. We all want to see DeMar. We all want to see what number 10 is looking like out there in that Kings uniform. Not DeMontis Sabonis now. Number 10 is DeMar DeRozan. Sabonis is 11. We want to see what DeMar looking like.
Can I expand that a little bit?
Absolutely.
I want to see DeMar like with Fox, Keegan, Sabonis, and Monk. I want to see that lineup out there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know if I'm making too much of a deal about it or if it's just it is what it is, but like you got two All-NBA caliber players. Monk is a sixth man of the year type guy. DeMar DeRozan, we know what he is. And then Keegan, like that's not something little right there.
No, it's really not. And everybody's heard my prediction. I think it's a 50-win team, 52-win floor, all this other stuff. You know how I feel. And sometimes I take a step back. I'm like, am I doing too much? Am I imagining things when I talk about this team? And I don't know, the jury's still out, maybe I am, but Jesse, you said it. I mean, part of the reason why I feel that way is that's not a small situation you got right there.
Yeah.
That's some heavy hitters right there in your starting lineup. And in the NBA, we talk about the bench and all that. But if you got a starting lineup that's that, like you should.
Well, it's like because looking at the bench, like I just need Trey Lyles to give me 8 to 10 points or whatever. Sure. Just literally Trey Lyles just hit a couple threes like you normally do. Keon Ellis, Keon will be starting, but he'll probably be rolling with the second unit sometimes and all that too. Like just those role players just do what they've been doing. Then there's Kevin Herter, and he's just kind of the one where it's like, all right, well, if you step it up, like back to where you were year one, then we're cooking again.
And if he, like, and his point total and stuff may not be the same, but like if his percentages are up, if his productivity is up. Say, I think he averaged 15 that first year with Beam Team One. But if he's averaging 9, but he's still shooting 40-something percent from 3 and all this other stuff and being that type of player off the bench, man, come on, man. That could be crazy. And like I said, you got a bench. That's cool. The starters are where it's at. That's where if you have a strong starting five, you got a great opportunity to do what you need to do in the Western Conference and in the NBA when it comes to being a top 6 team, when it comes to being maybe a 50-win team or something like that. I look at Denver, and I'll pull it up in just a second. I remember I looked at this a couple months ago or whatever, and Denver only made it to the second round, but they were everybody's favorite. I know Jokic is Jokic. I know they like Jokic is maybe the best player in the game. So I understand the difference a little bit. But I tell everybody, go look at their bench production. Go look what they had on the bench last year. And they were a 50-plus win team. They were a game away from being the one seed, you know. And go look at that bench. I don't think there's anybody averaging above 8 points. I feel like Christian Brown was averaging 8 points. I think he led them off the bench. That bench did nothing. Did absolutely nothing. Now, you can say that's the reason why maybe they weren't able to win a championship. I understand that. Then even then, they were 24 minutes away from winning a championship. They end up blowing a 20-point lead in Game 7 of the semifinals against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I don't want to say it as if a bench doesn't mean anything or it's not important. I'm not saying that.
Well, the Kings, you could just say they have enough.
Yes. Yeah. My bad, Jesse. I'm trying to fix the camera. A lot of things going on here without D-Lo. It's a well-oiled machine when D-Lo's here, but when he's not here.
Let's keep it real. It's ESPN 1320. We're not really a well-oiled machine. We just kind of.
Jonathan's looking frantic.
We just work, like, yeah.
I'm still flustered by what's going on outside. I don't know what's going on. People walking all over the place. Pat Martin is in the house because, you know, business happens when Pat's in the house.
Oh, Pat's here today?
Yeah, I thought I saw Pat in one of the offices. There it goes, running out. Bro, come on, man. Hey, what's going on?
We gotta get the camera out there.
What's going on out here, man? People running in the halls. Come on, man. Hey, just come and get me. If something's going on, come and get me.
That's the thing. If there was ever a fire alarm going off or whatever, and just we didn't hear it, they wouldn't tell us. We just see them walking out oh, they're gonna go get burritos or something for lunch.
Yeah, man. So it's busy, man. But they can't. Devil can't steal my joy because the Kings are back today. The Kings are back. Like I said, I think everybody wants to see DeMar. We concede that. I'm with that as well. I want to see DeMar. I know you want to see it. You expanded on it a little bit, but I think everybody wants to see DeMar. You can call in or you can, you know, hit the chatty house or whatever and say DeMar or whatever the case may be. But let's try and do a little more. Let's try and see what else are we looking for tonight. Is it Keegan Murray? You know, do we want to see what Keegan maybe worked on? Are we going to be able to see something like that tonight? If he's worked on a post game, if he's worked on a mid range, if he's worked on his handle, being able to shoot off the bounce or whatever the case may be. Malik Monk is back in town. You know, we all thought maybe whatever that game was, the Mavericks, we thought maybe that was the last time we would see Malik Monk in Golden 1 Center as a member of the Sacramento Kings. He came back. He stayed. The ovation for him, the reception for him, I know is going to be major. I want to see him out there in the Kings uniform again.
We're talking besides DeMar, too. I mean, Keon Ellison, he's coming into a year in an established role. It's not more so end of the bench. We'll see what Keon can do this season or whatnot. But he's established now.
I like that. I like that because that is important. And I think this is who James was talking about. I was trying to get my stuff together. But he was talking about Keon is starting to get his grown man body, his NBA body. And, you know, he's put on muscle. He's not, you know, just like a skinny guy out of college anymore. And he's starting to bulk up a little bit. And what does that look like? Like, he was already a guy that, in my opinion, had the possibility of being an all-NBA defender, an all-defensive team type guy. Now he's got 3 years. I think this is his third year in the league. Putting a little bit more muscle on him, getting a little bit more physical, getting into his grown man body. What does that look like? Is he truly a lockdown guy on the defensive end? Then you got the situation where can he solidify himself as the starting two guard in this preseason? Mike Brown has talked about a number of different times. We're going to start with him at the two, but that's because Kevin Huerter is injured. Now, he doesn't really elaborate and say, hey, if Kevin was healthy, we'd still try. He doesn't say, but that's what he's alluding to, in my opinion, when he says something like that. If Kevin was healthy, maybe Kevin would be the guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Guy, and now you've got Keon Ellis filling in while Kevin is hurt. Can he just make it a situation where, and I know Kevin was down a little bit, but this is your starting spot, man. Can he take advantage of that?
You think it should just be Keon start or Keon spot?
I think it should.
No, like Kevin Herter asterisk or whatever. Like if when Kevin Herter's healthy, maybe or whatever, it should just be Keon spot.
I think it should, and I'll tell you why. I'll explain why a little bit more on the other side, man. Damien would hate when I say that. On the other side,
we're not going anywhere. Some things are going to happen for the next 4 minutes, and we're going to keep talking Kings.
That's it, man. That's all it is, man. It's D-Lo and KC. D-Lo's out. Jesse's rocking with me as normal, but I also got KC and friends. We got Coach JT. We got Tristy Rodriguez. We got Joe Davison. We got James Hamm. We got the Kings back in action at the Golden 1 Center. It is a glorious day in Sacramento. And you tapped in to Sacramento's number one spot for sports, ESPN 1320. Back here, D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, as the Kings are back. The Kings starting their 40th season in Sacramento tonight. Are they starting it tonight, Jesse, because it's preseason, or are they started on game one of the regular season?
I don't know. The title does say Kings basketball's back tonight.
Yeah. Is
technically, Kyle's, I think it's game
Kyle's
one.
Right there, right?
Yeah, Kyle's right here.
Is basketball back? Is it regular season? Oh no, Kyle says basketball is not back. It is not back until the first game of the regular season. So the Kings are not starting their 40th year in Sacramento tonight, according to Kyle. I'm gonna say they are though, because it's better for the show. So Kings starting their 40th season in the city of Sacramento. I do not remember a Sacramento without the Kings. I think technically it was 85, so technically I was born. I was 2 years old, maybe one and a half. But I don't know a Sacramento without the Sacramento Kings. I can't imagine a Sacramento without the Sacramento Kings.
Will you imagine that the Kings aren't, like, they do move or whatever? Like, we're probably not working here.
Yeah. No, this, none of this happens.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, if the Kings are not in Sacramento, I'm not moving back to Sacramento. That happened when I was in L.A., and I'm not moving back to Sacramento. I'm not moving to a place with no professional sports or college on that level. Think about it at the time.
Bro, they probably wouldn't even be a 1320.
No, not at all, man. They have changed the fortunes of this city to unprecedented heights, to be honest with you. And they're the pillar. They're the pillar. We can get Sac State in FBS and in the Pac-12 and all this other stuff. We can have the A's here in Sacramento, and maybe they stay, or maybe they get expansion or whatever. But this will always and forever be a Sacramento Kings city. We talked about it a lot about this summer, you know, about the way, you know, viewership and just talking to people went, and people were like, you know, in the radio business in the summer, it gets dead. And we're like, yo, let's just get to football. Let's just get to football. Then we'll have things to talk about. You know, people will tap back in and all this other stuff. And we got to football and it was about the same. There was like no movement, no more, no less. And we're like, oh, people don't care about anything but the Kings right now.
That's literally it. It's like the Kings, I think, from what we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years, or however long we've been doing this, is like it's the Kings. Then I think it's the NBA. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you get to like the Niners and the NFL and all
right.
that.
Right. And they love it. Like, yeah, obviously, TV ratings and interest. Like, it's, we love all sports out here for sure. But the Kings are, no pun intended, the Kings here. Like, they are everything in this city. And, you know, it's not like that a lot in the NBA. You know what I mean? Like, I think the Kings have always been like that. I think the Warriors and the Niners kind of battle a little bit as far as like Bay Area supremacy. The Lakers are the Lakers in LA, but the Clippers aren't. You know what I'm saying? Like Phoenix, yeah, maybe so. The Texas teams, no, it's all football. Denver, we already know how they feel. It's not like that everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Where it is about the NBA and about that team specifically, but that's how it is here in Sacramento. I asked you guys out there before we went to break, what are you most excited to see tonight from the Sacramento Kings? I've got my answers. Jesse's got his thoughts. We got a couple thoughts, but I want to hear from you guys, man, on the Elk Grove Kid Talk line, 916-909-1320. Let's hear my guy, Phil. Phil, what's up, man? How you feeling today?
Hey, what's up, KC? How you doing?
I'm good, dog. I'm good. You ready for this Kings basketball?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. What's on your mind, man?
All right, so what I want to see tonight, it's not for the players, but I want to see it from the fans. We got to boo Buddy Hield every time he touches the ball. Okay. Let's not forget what he told Sacramento to do.
Wait a minute. So this is the third person between – call and appreciate you, Phil. Thanks for calling in, man. That's my guy. Between the chatty house and now somebody calling in, people still can't wait to boo Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I don't like how you're always just kind of surprised by that, by the way. He was talking about the franchise. Like, he was always trying to, like, get his way out of Sacramento towards the end. Like Phil said, he said some things that we can't say on here before a Celtics game, which was weird. No, we weren't even playing the Kings that day.
And he was with the Pacers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Had nothing to do with the Kings that day, but said it. So, like, I get it. And he's on the Warriors now.
He is on the Warriors. So, I mean, so there's a couple things going on there. We'll address it. Number one, do we ever get to a point where we don't boo Buddy Hield in this city? Kings fans.
I mean, I guess that's for them to answer, but like as a fan, like if it was me, I'm booing him till I just start. Don't feel like booing Buddy today, and that could be tomorrow or like 13 years from now.
I think what happens with Buddy is maybe 2 years ago it was, well, and then Matthew's Master Shetty House. Zabo says no, we're doing it every time. Aldrin says no. Justin says no. Will says no. Like, we're never going to get to a point where we stop. Well,
Carlos E., help me out with this one. This one feels a little harsh, but maybe it is. Carlos E. says no, he's this generation Spencer Haas. That feels a little harsh.
That is very hard. We are not. And now, look, you're going to make me defend Buddy Hield here, and I don't have a problem with Buddy Hield. We are not putting Spencer Haas on Buddy Hield.
Yeah, you guys know Sacramento lore a lot better than I do and all that. You guys lived it. I don't know. It feels a little harsh.
That is very hard. We are not going to put Spencer Haas on Buddy Hield. We're not doing that. Buddy?
No, hold on. We got the second Spencer Haas one right here. I'm booing his ass just like I'd boo Spencer Haas. I don't know.
No. Spencer Haas, not to be like trick out here, Spence Rawls cannot, he cannot come in city limits. Like, no, no, you're not getting no, you're not getting no good service at Morton's. You're not getting nothing to drink somewhere. You can't, you definitely can't bring your ass into the Golden One Center. Lee talk, boo him. Get him out of here.
We got a third, Justin. Buddy and Spencer are the same to me.
You guys stop this. This is not okay.
Donovan, Buddy's more of a Jason Terry.
I wouldn't even say Buddy is Jason Terry. I would not say Buddy is Jason Terry. Buddy, I think where we get what Buddy Hield is, when he first came back with Indiana, there was some real heat there. Like, we were really like, hey, we got problems with you, dog. And this is your first time coming back. We got real heat. Second time, still a little heat. Now, I think he gets booed. But I almost think it's in a playful manner. As long as he doesn't say anything else, like if nothing else to say,
yeah.
I think it's kind of almost ironic. Like,
see, that's what I always thought at first. That's what I thought it was at first. Like, oh, yeah, the Kings fans and Buddy, like, ha ha, we hate you, ha ha. No, it's like, no, this is real.
Yeah, no, it was real.
Yeah, this is real.
It was real heat. It was real heat. I think that subsides. I do think that's precise. But here, like I said, we're in the Matthews Chatty House. People left and right saying,
yeah,
he
no,
needs
it's
to
not.
Get the Spencer Hall Street.
I don't think it's
guys, if, stop it.
Yeah, nah. Buddy might get booed the rest of his career here if we're going off the Chatty House.
Buddy, and that's fine, but like I said, it needs to be more on a playful scale.
We got Ed being Ed in the chat, throws out Olden Polynice. Olden Polynice is the one who was doing the DX during the game, right? That's one of the all-time.
Yeah, that was a classic. That was
hilarious.
And I like Olden. I know Olden. I was training with Olden down in LA and everything. Oh, good guy, man. But I forgot about that moment. I forgot he had real beef when he left SAC too. He was talking a little crazy. I would have asked him about that if I remembered it. But yeah, he was giving the suck it sign as Peja hit a game tie three.
DX had a chokehold for about 5 years on everybody.
But no, nah, man, I don't know, man. Buddy Hill's not, for sure he's not on Spencer Hall's level. There
yeah,
is
that feels a little real, harsh.
Yeah, there is real heat with Spencer Hall. It's like, yeah, no, you can't rock with us. You can't sit
Buddy, here. But is Buddy a top five? I don't even want to do this to Buddy, but is he a top five villain in Sacramento Kings history?
Okay, let me see.
For one of the Chatty House really feels like, seems like they're not a fan of him.
Spencer Hall's, Jason Terry.
Bagley,
this may be, yeah, I was
senior.
About to say, this may be a little harsh, but Marvin Bagley, Marvin, he'll still get some real heat coming through here.
Yeah, that one, I get that one more than Buddy.
And it's because,
but I get them both, I guess.
It's because Marvin and his dad was talking crazy. They was talking a little crazy, man. If they would have just been chill.
Was Marvin Sr. wearing the backwards Suns jersey?
He had the Pistons jacket on.
The Pistons, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he was, yeah, and then he said something about, who asked where's a good place to eat in Sacramento? And he was like, home.
That's not true.
It's not true at all. And it's not true. Not accurate.
What did the restaurants do to you?
Funny. No,
I laughed. I'm not going to lie.
You jackass.
I love a good diss.
You jackass. Sacramento is like, the foodie magazines of the world are saying,
yeah.
Like, Sacramento's like top 10 rising restaurant city in the world right now, and this guy talking about at home, like, stop it, bro, stop it. But it was funny.
Yeah.
And it was like unwarranted, like he hadn't said anything about Sacramento in like a year, and then all of a sudden he tweeted that out. That didn't make me chuckle a little bit.
And then says vibes and Kings basketball, like talking about the biggest villains in the team's history.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Ben's little bro. He says, is JJ Redick, is he cracking the top 10?
What's wrong with, explain that one to me.
Well, JJ.
What am I missing with that one?
JJ was talking a little reckless,
yeah,
when Tyrese got, and he always had Tyrese on the show.
And he did the one during the Warriors-Kings series with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where
what was he saying?
Isn't basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going too far. Yeah, JJ might get some heat. JJ might get some heat. And Gilbert said JJ did apologize for that. He did, not for the playoff thing, but for the stuff after with Tyrese. He did apologize. Because I think he was talking crazy about Sabonis too, wasn't he? Not crazy, but he was like kind of laughing at the fact that
I don't remember, Sabonis, but he was the Paul Heyman in that little press round that was going on.
He was. Oh, John in the chat says Bob Myers Is Bob Myers? Bob Myers, I don't know if he's getting booed.
Bob, what do you think about the Kings this season? Well, great fan base. Gave Mike Brown a contract extension. And we'll see what the new additions do.
They just try to deflect. Like, what do you think about the DeMar DeRozan trade for the Kings? Like you said, great fan base. Great fan base. I still hear the cowbells. Great fan base. And I wish they could trade you, Stephen A. I wish they could trade you. Sir, tell me about the team. Tell me about the goddamn team.
Wait, is that the commercial break music we got going?
Bob Myers.
Is Bob Myers back this year? Do we know?
I think so. Where did I hear Bob Myers last? I felt like I heard him somewhere.
And Kyle says he's busy tearing it up with the Commanders.
Really?
I think he did get a job like that. Yeah. He's a consultant, he says.
I thought I saw him on NBA Today recently.
Like Bob Myers was the reason why Jaden Daniels is tearing it up.
Well, hey, Bob Myers, he knows. You know, he's back in a better role now as GM. As NBA analyst, GM, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. So, you know, there he goes. Salute to him. So Ed being Ed, he says the Maloose. Yeah, they did. They did try to sell the team. They did try to sell the team and
Can you wrap in the Monarch stuff with that?
Definitely. I have the reason why I say that, and I say it hesitantly about the Maloose, is they were the toast of the town for a little bit, and they did a lot of, when they had their money and when things were right, they did a lot of good things in the city of Sacramento. They did a lot of good things. What really happened with the Maloose, I think, is they lost their money and they got desperate, and they just started making desperate moves and moves that they felt they had to do to survive. So while they do deserve to get booed if they come through here, I remember the good times. I remember the good times.
Talked about Buddy and kind of moving on. Have we moved on from Vlade?
I'm the only one. I'm a one man.
I feel like Vlade's one where it's like I said, I feel like maybe that's time. That's run its course.
I said that a year ago. I said that 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you're always kind of early with the, hey guys, maybe we shouldn't boo him. Like Marvin Bagley was just on, what was it, Wizards or the Pistons he went to first. Like, yeah, give him a chance. Like, no, he just got here. He's just here. Like, let him boo.
Well, we never talked about this on the show. Did you see? Oh man, I'm trying to make sure everybody just kind of moves on and gives Vlade the flowers that he deserves for being a great Sacramento King and being an ambassador and all this. I was trying to move on, you know what I mean, do all that. But did you see the quote that he said a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I left that alone.
Yeah, man,
I left that alone.
Come on, man.
Why you got to do that for? What are you doing?
I said, come on, Vlade. Why would you say that, man? Come on. But for those that don't know, Vlade was doing an interview somewhere. And I guess he was asked, I don't know, because I didn't even, be honest with you, I didn't even dive in, because I'm like, Vlade, I'm not even going to dive into a big dog. But he said something to the effect of...
basically just reiterated, right, that we got Fox, didn't want to draft Luka because it wouldn't fit.
Yeah, and then I guess he was asked, or maybe he said voluntarily, he's like, was drafting Bagley
over
Luka?
Yeah, I forgot about that
Is
one, actually.
Is that the wrong move? I don't know. Time will tell. All right, bro. It's like midnight. It's midnight. The clock has struck midnight. Time has told us that ain't it.
Bro, we're on the next year, not midnight. It hasn't struck midnight. We're on the next year.
I said, come on, Vlade. Why, bro? Why?
You know what? De'Aaron Fox, that's his guy.
Yeah. It's cool. We accept that because we love Fox. That's a franchise. But, you know, it's okay to be like, I wish I could have that one back.
Arlie Jennings has it right here. Vlade's heart was always in the right place.
Vlade's heart was always in the right place. I even feel like Vlade took the job because he loves Sacramento. I don't think, I could be wrong. And maybe I'll ask James Hamm too. James probably know a little bit more about this when he's on at 3 o'clock. But I don't know if Vlade like.
He's going to become like the GM of the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, like I don't think that's necessarily what he really wants to do. Like he'll do it and there's some aspects of it that he enjoys and would want to be a part of, but I don't think he like, oh, this is what I want to do with the rest of my, I want to be a G. Like Vivek asked him, he loves Sacramento, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna get after this thing. I think I can do it. I'm gonna get after it. And like Tyler said, his heart was in the right place. The booing Vlade needs to end.
I won't say that. If you want to keep booing, you can boo.
No.
Do what you want. No.
I'm putting the kibosh on it. The booing of Vlade Divac when he steps into the Golden 1 Center and they flash his face on the big old Jumbotron or whatever the case may be, and he's sitting courtside next to Vivek. It needs to stop. It needs to be, if anything, I would say it needs to be a standing ovation because look, it should be a standing ovation. I'm talking about Vlade Divac, the free agent who brought some of the best times of all time here to Sacramento. I would say it'd be a standing ovation. But if y'all don't want to do that, at the very least, just sit on your hands. You should be applauding, but at the very least, sit on your hands. I don't think you should be booing at all.
I don't know. I think it's kind of ran its course too, but like I said, I'm pro booing. I'm anti-everything else, but if you want to boo...
I don't have no problem with booing either.
We're sports fans. We're not rational at all. That's the thing. We're always going to be rational.
This is one of our own. Vlade Divac is one of our own.
I get it. Like I said, I wouldn't boo him if I was a Kings fan. But I would get it if you would still. I get it. Nothing's got to make sense here.
What are we doing booing? Vlade Divac here, game one of the Western Conference Finals here is the... Kings have made it to the conference finals. DeMar DeRozan, what a great season. And everybody, as Scott Moak says, everybody, look up at the Jumbotron. Vlade Divac. And we boo the hell out of him. If you guys don't stop it.
Hey, but those Kings fans, they're tough, though. You don't want to go through Sacramento. That's why I'm so pro-booing, too.
I was talking to my guy, Pearson, last night on Twitter. Matthew Pearson, the big
shout out, Matt.
Philly guy. Good guy. He said he heard the shout out I gave him in Philadelphia yesterday. He might be listening right now, but he was trying to make the argument that Philly is this misunderstood sports town. It's like, all right, bro. All right.
Matt's cool, but bro, I don't think you're gonna win that one. I don't think you're gonna win that one.
People just picking on Philly sports fans and they're misunderstood. Settle down, bro. Yeah, you gotta wear it, man.
You know how many times I've seen, Philly's kind of like, Philly was pretty mean to me. Yeah, well, what do you expect? That's what we do. It's Philly.
He was like, some of the stories I've heard about Philly, these are things that happened 3 decades ago. I said, fam, Bonte and Butch got food thrown at them 2 years ago when they were walking into the game and cursed out. Like, let's not, Philly is some sympathetic, misunderstood, always picked on fan base.
I don't see the fifth like fighting videos or whatever like we do with the Dodgers or whatever. But like Philly, you're not like this whole goody two shoes, anything like that. Like, really, come on,
come on, man. You got to wear that a little bit. You got to wear it. Like to be honest with you, and I'm not proud of it. There's a lot of fighting videos at 49er games. I got to wear as a 49er fan when somebody says y'all be wildin', I'll be like, yeah, they kind of be wildin'. It ain't everybody. Obviously, everything isn't everybody. But, yeah, they be wild a little too much at the Niners games. Like, I got to wear that. Matthew, Philly, you've got to wear what the hell you've created for the last 50 years. I listen to WIP from time to time. I hear how they call in and they talk about, don't come into Philly with all that, da-da-da-da-da. Y'all advocate for it. I hear it.
Would you go out to Philly for a game, 49ers-Eagles?
Yeah, I would.
I think I would go for Dolphins-Eagles, too.
I would. I'd have all my 49ers gear on. Now, look, I don't say this is no big and bad, like, oh, ain't nobody going to do nothing to me because I'm the – I ain't trying to say it like that, but ain't nobody going to do nothing to me.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, come on, we're all sports fans.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to do nothing to me. Although I – so, you know, maybe it's something about football games. We'll get back to the Kings in just a second. But I meant to tell you and D-Lo this story the other day. Maybe there's something about football games, right? Because I'm in the I'm at the Niners game or whatever the case may be. And you guys know me. I'm not no confrontational guy or nothing like that. It's not my bag or whatever. But it was, we've talked about it a number of different times, incredibly hot. And a lot of people were just watching the game on the TVs in the concourse in the shade and all this other stuff. And I'm walking and I stop. And I watched there's like a play going on. So I stop and I watch the play where it's about to happen. And this guy taps me on my shoulder. And this is a real visual. Sorry for the radio. But he taps me on my shoulder as I stop and look. And he goes, hey. And I said, I just kind of looked at him. I was like, hey, he's kind of waving me to the side for the people that can't see on the radio. But he taps me on the shoulder. He says, hey. I said, hold on. I said, hey, man, don't do that, man. Don't do it. He's like, no, I'm trying to watch the game. You're in the way or whatever. I was like, you can ask me. You can say excuse me or whatever. Don't move me along. Scoot me along.
Yeah, like, be a normal person.
Yeah, I was like, don't do that. I said, don't do that, bro. You know what I mean? He's like, ah, come on, man. You're doing too much. I said, nah, don't do that. Well, it almost popped off right there. I guess it's a football game. It's a football thing. But yeah, you're going to tap me on the shoulder and be like,
eh. Well, that's like disrespectful.
Yeah, I said, don't do that, man. Don't do that. Like, relax. Relax. He's like, well, hey, you're making too much of it, guy. I said, no, don't do that. Simple as that. So, yeah, I almost fought at a Niners game on Sunday. Almost fought. Yeah.
Could have been without Casey and D-Lo today.
But, yeah, man. So, a roundabout way of Buddy Hield coming back to the Golden 1 Center tonight. He will get booed. Like, that's...
I'm kind of excited now.
Yeah, I mean...
The vibes at the game today are going to be lit, because DeMar opens up the game just hitting his first couple shots or whatever. Everyone's just kind of going crazy. Then Buddy's out there. Maybe Buddy misses a three or two.
It might
be pretty lit today.
Yeah.
And it's on ESPN, too.
It's going to be turned up.
Yeah.
It's going to be turned up. I wonder what the crowd's going to be looking like. I mean, it is a preseason game, so... I don't know. I'm not expecting 17,000 for a preseason game, but
what do you think the excitement is coming into the season? Like, as a Kings fan and all that, like for the Chatty House and you, just having a guy like DeMar DeRozan, because Vlade Divac gets brought up as like one of the biggest free agents ever. I don't know if Vlade was as regarded as DeMar is now, or just the hype and all that stuff.
No, I think DeMar
Monk became that eventually, but he wasn't that when they signed. Like DeMar, like you have a big time guy now. Like, what's that kind of feeling like going into the season?
No, I think DeMar. To answer part of that question, DeMar is the number one free agent to ever sign here. He's the number one free agent to ever sign here. His accolades coming into that signing, his standing in the league currently, and he's going into the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know if you could have said that about Vlade Divac when he signed as a free agent, that, nah, he's going to the Hall of Fame. I think what happened with the Kings helped maybe cement him as a Hall of Famer in that time, and being a part of that team, that maybe got him over the hump. I know he was doing international stuff. I know he did great with the Lakers and all this other stuff. But I don't know if that at that point he was a Hall of Famer. DeMar DeRozan, he's a Hall of Famer today. He's a Hall of Famer today. I forgot what the stat was that I saw a lot when he signed, but is it LeBron? I forgot what it is. But it's DeRozan and Steph are like the only two guys outside of LeBron and KD maybe that are the highest scoring guys in the league, like over their careers.
Yeah, overall.
It's like Steph and DeRozan. Like, you take KD out of there, you take LeBron out of there because they're on another stratosphere, obviously. But current guys, I think it's like, I think it's Steph and DeRozan are the only guys 25,000 points or something like that. Vlade wasn't that when he signed. Obviously, we love Malik. We love Malik. But Malik wasn't that when he signed. So, yeah, this is the biggest free agent signing this franchise has ever had. And the city is on fire right now.
Yeah, right now DeRozan's 31st all-time in scoring, right behind Steph.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean – That's a Hall of Famer. So he's a top 50 scorer of all time, top 40 scorer of all time.
He's ahead of Dwayne Wade. Adrian Dantley's right there. Elgin Baylor, Chris Paul's behind him. Clyde ahead of him. Right ahead of him is Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson, Ray Allen, Patrick Ewing, and then Jerry West at 25th.
A Hall of Famer. If DeRozan pulled a 180 today and said, "You know what? This I got to retire, guys." He's going to the Hall of Fame in 5 years, and the city of Sacramento has never seen a free agent like that. So I think the city is electric. We go outside, we go to Sky River, we, you know, downtown and all this other stuff. And people ask me all the time, man, what are the Kings going to do? I'm so excited for the Kings season. I saw people at the 49ers game, a lot of people from Sacramento and all this other stuff. And that's, man, I'm so excited for the Kings game. At the Niners, or it's Kings season. At the Niners game. I'm so excited for the Kings season. So I think it's going to be on fire today. Or tonight at the Golden 1 Center. I can't wait to see the atmosphere, and I can't wait to see DeMar DeRozan and those Kings out there on the court, man. So We're going to take a break. When I come back, my main man from 94 Feet with Coach JT, he's going to pull up on us. We're going to talk more Kings. He's a Niner fan like myself. I'm going to have to ask him a couple of Niner questions. So we're going to have a good time. Coach JT, right around the corner. It's D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. Back here on D-Lo and KC, my man D-Lo, he's, you know, making sure everything's taken care of. Man, he off today, man. It's just KC in the building today. And, you know, usually when that happens, man, it's going to be KC and friends, man. I got to tap in with my people. And one of my guys, one of my closest guys, day ones, my main man, Coach JT Roberts, on the show with me right now from the 94 Feet Podcast. What's up with you, big dog?
What's good, Brody? How you holding down, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, I gotta hear a little something. We were talking during the break, You know, we were coming back from commercial, and you said came back from that homecoming. How were you? Is it Alcorn?
Yeah, man. Alcorn State Alcorn, University. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. It's all good.
That's
strict on it, man. Hey, that's strict on it, but it's good. It's not just you, man. But yeah, man, got back from HBCU the weekend. Dope vibe, man. Like I said, anybody out there want to experience it, take a trip to HBCU homecoming. A lot of family, a lot of food, a lot of tailgating. Just good times, brother. So, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed my people, man. See my friends and family, too, man. So, it was dope. Shout out to the Braves, man. Got a dub. Got another W. So, we topping our division right now in the SWAC. Baby.
Who'd y'all play?
Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Okay. I'm going to have to pull up for one of the homecomings. You're going to have to put me in a suitcase or something like that, man. I'm going to have to roll with you to one of the homecomings, man. I ain't never been to an HBCU homecoming. Like, I just got to go to one of them. Somebody.
Nothing like it, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm about to pull up. Well, you know, it feels like a homecoming here in Sacramento tonight, man, because the Kings are back. Oh, man, we've been waiting all summer. DeMar DeRozan in the house, all this other stuff, man. You hyped for the Kings to be back out here, man?
Very, very anxious, really, though, just to see, like you guys heard y'all talking already, what it's going to look like, but also just the energy, man. I think it should be up because, I mean, it takes it early on with that playoff push. Now, I think after last year, they're like, whoa. And then that splash with DeMar, I believe they're ready to unleash. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's preseason. They ain't going to go full out. But I think they're ready to rock and roll, man. Definitely excited to see what DeMar brings to the table as far as mentorship and just his competitive nature, bro. Like, he's one of the guys, two-way players I've always watched for years since USC. And just his energy, but also his consistency, man. Like, I love the way he plays ball. He does it the right way. And he gets after it, man. So I'm excited.
Let me ask you, let me stay right there with DeMar real quick.
Yep.
What concerns do you have? Because I know a guy like myself, not that I don't have any concerns, like you're always thinking about what could go wrong. But, you know, I've been pretty optimistic about DeMar DeRozan's fit here in Sacramento, whether that's in the locker room, in the offense, all this other stuff. I'll ask you, you know, first before I ask what makes you excited about the move, what concerns do you have about DeMar DeRozan coming in with the Sacramento Kings team, if any? Maybe you don't have any.
Defensively, nothing. Just more so, how does it look, or where is his spot on the floor going to be? You know, based upon where, you know, like Sabonis is operates at. It's kind of similar as a big, but DeMar can't operate at any space, but also know where he likes to be most efficient at. So I just want to make sure he gets the opportunity to be effective, because like you said, though, the firepower he brings to the table, he's going to need those touches, but I guess he needs those touches in those areas where he can be successful the most, right, as we know. So, and sometimes with the Kings, we like to take those areas up by driving, or that's our pick and roll area. So I just want to make sure, see what that looks like, but also see what the ball game is going to look like, because is it going to be a lot of 1v1 or just a lot of pick and roll, or is that ball going to hop a little bit tonight, man? So just interesting to see what that looks like and, you know, really see how those guys kind of gel together. It's kind of early, of course, but also we want to see where the points are coming from or how we're going to score. Are we back up tempo? Mm-hmm. Are we going to try to get up there and just kind of run a little more half court sets, but be more efficient in half court, man?
Right. That's something that Coach Mike Brown has talked about a few different times during training camp, about getting back to being up tempo and getting out in the open on the offensive end. And I think that's the way they should have been playing. I don't know what necessarily happened last year, but the pace, you know, and I hate when people bring up pace. Oh, they got to play with pace. Like, all right, man, I get all that. But I'm with them in this respect. Like, I want to see these guys get up and down the floor. When you have a guy like De'Aaron Fox, when you have a big man like Domantas Sabonis that can dribble the ball up the floor, which I know you're not necessarily a fan of, but
he gets it done. Shout out to him, man. Really, the numbers don't lie. But I just, you know, he gets it done. But
give it up to the guard. I understand. Give it up to the guard. You run the floor. Yeah. Get rim run. I get you.
Yeah.
But you know, when you have that type of firepower, Then you got a guy like Malik Monk coming off the bench and what he could do, getting up and down the court. Yeah, I want to see you guys get in the open court a little bit more. Don't wait for the half court and wait for the defense to get set. Like, see if you can get some early buckets and transition a little bit more often.
Yeah, and you got a chance to see them practice a little bit, yes? Or you just went to the media?
I haven't been to the practice yet. Yeah.
So I was also wondering about just the healthiness of Monk and Kevin. Like, really, like, I mean, because you got to see where they're going to be at physically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, movement, catch, attack, dribble, shooting. How is it going to take them a couple weeks to get really back going? You know, do we have that leeway in the West this year? I don't know. You know, do we have those, you know, because, I mean, that's continuity we need, but we need those guys healthy because I believe, you know, as we know, right, all these games count, especially the ones we're supposed to win. Mm-hmm. We got to win those this year. You know, those games come back to haunt us again this year is not a good look. But if we win those this year, you know where we're supposed to be at. But it comes; they're going to come when they come. So I'm just interested to see what those guys look like health-wise too, man.
No, for sure. One of the things that we talk about all the time on this show and we're trying to figure out is a starting two-guard spot. And I think early on we were having a discussion over the summer and I was saying Monk should be starting at the two. I want to see him starting at the two. And there's a part of me that, yeah, man, put him out there. Let's work. Let me see the Kentucky connection starting from the jump. I understand why you don't do that. And by the way, Mike Brown is talking. It feels like that's not even really an option to have Malik Monk starting. So I've kind of moved on from that. But I think you were the one that said early on you wanted to see Keon. It looks like Keon is going. Well, yeah, Keon's going to start at the two in this preseason while Kevin is still rehabbing and trying to get back. Do you think that should be a permanent move, like Keon, the starting two guard, regardless if Kevin is healthy or not?
That, with the addition of DeRozan, I'm not sure, because that DeRozan brings size back to that starting lineup, right? So I think if you were happen to go back to Kevin and he's shooting the ball at a, you know, whatever consistent pace or level expected of him, you still need that shooting, right? You always need that shooter. Even if he's not making those shots, they're going to have to respect him, which gives DeMar that reason to space. But also, I heard you talking about, you know, Keon. He can shoot it. He can knock it down. Well, I think this is a great time for him to prove it too and see if he deserves to be that mainstay as well, right? Because, of course, you need spacing. Fox downhill, DeRozan, and Keon likes to get down there too. But who's going to be that knockdown outside three-ball guy outside of Keegan? You know, if you have two guys on the floor that can shoot it, even better for everybody else. It just opens the floor up. I mean, watching those Knicks last night with Cat shooting threes, it's a lot more spacing on the floor. So I'm like, ooh, okay. So, you know, it's good to see. But I think it's up to Keon to show what he's worked, what he's doing, but what he worked on, how consistent he knocked down those three-pointers. If he stays with it, you know what I mean? And defensively, with him and DeRozan and Fox, I love that, though. That's a 1-2-3. Like, hey, that's a three. That every game going to be some problems for some guys that come into town with. So, and hopefully the game travels, right? That's a big thing, right? Can we go on the road outside of at home and win those games that we need to win, man? So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that position. But I'm rooting for whoever really makes the big impact and just help us win games.
Yeah, and I know you'll appreciate this. I would give it to Keon because I think defensively he can add another dimension to this team. Like he can be a guy where people talk about the defense and the Kings still don't play defense and all this other stuff. I'm sorry. Maybe you're just not watching. Maybe I'm overvaluing the guys. I don't know. But I'm looking at if Keon is starting, you got De'Aaron Fox, who I think is a borderline, if not certified, defensive guard in this league. You know what
solid.
I mean? He's the best defensive point guard on ball in this league, in my opinion. You got Keon Ellis, who I think has the ability to be an all defensive type player in this league. Then you got Keegan Murray, who showed he can guard from two to four last year and play with bigs, play with guys on the wing and things of that nature. I'm sorry, that's three of your starting five that are lockdown defenders. And I'm not saying like that's going to make them the top defense in the league, but I think people are overlooking what they can do on the defensive end if you have Keon Ellis in there as a starter.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I said it's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, and even I'm giving credit to Keegan, right? You put Keegan, I mean, I saw improvement last year on the defensive end, a little more aggressiveness. So you got four guys on the court that really want to, that can capable of buckling down and being physical and limit paint touches, right? It's mm-hmm. three ball to paint touches, right? Can you keep guys outside the paint? That way Sabonis can stay home. He can do what he do on the boards. That works in our favor. If we're up and down two, we can still rebound and score, and we're getting multiple stops. Like, right, we're finishing games over. Bro, that's a recipe for success, which we need to get back to. But, again, I think they're up to the challenge, but I think DeMar DeRozan really probably something that we're kind of sleeping on. Mm-hmm. He's not a terrible defender, not that I can remember. Like, I don't remember guys just blowing by DeRozan, chewing him up. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see how what he brings to the table. But I believe he's a physical guard with a little more size. So, I mean, you put Keon and, you know, you got Fox, you got the third, you got the OG back there, man. I think we'll be all right.
I agree, man. I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.